Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years in hell, I have come home with only one goal: to save my city. Now others have joined my crusade. To them, I'm Oliver Queen. To the rest of Starling City, I'm someone else. I am something else.
Party people, welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast. Oh my, I need a break. I mean, these episodes are so intense. Oh my gosh, I'm so glad we get to talk about it. Tonight we are talking about season 3, episode 20, titled The Fallen, which aired tonight on April 22nd, 2015. Yes, I'm like speechless. I'm like stuff. Oh my gosh. There's so many stuff to talk about, from Felicity and Oliver finally doing the deed, if you know what I mean, what's her name, Thea, dying and then coming back from the dead, and then Oliver is now heir to the demon, Ra's al Ghul. So definitely lots to talk about. We're live for the next 28 minutes, so if you're listening to us on the internet, please call in and be part of the show. That's how this show works. A lot of people think I call in to my friends, but no, it's actually the opposite. There's a phone number here at 914-338-1036, and the people you hear calling in are fans of the show. So don't feel like this is just a friend fest of us just talking about the show. You can actually be part of the conversation. So that number again is 914-338-1036. We have a new caller. Hey, look at that. I'm not calling people. They're calling me. Let's go from area code 239. Welcome to Arrow Talk.
I am Al Saheem, heir to the demon, and you will obey. Oh, my God. Matt from Florida. I had to do this funny intro.
I'm sure no problem, man.
John's on the other line, if he's calling in. I hope so. It's just me. There's nobody else on the other line.
No, just you right now. Yeah.
Oh, because I've been explaining to John. He's kind of.
Oh wait,
scared.
We got a new caller, Matt. Let's see, from area code 469. Who is this?
Dun dun dun! It's Joe from Krypton.
Joe from Krypton, what's up, bro?
A.K.A. DC Fan Prime. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
What's up,
ooh,
guys?
Nice.
Awesome. It was
I love
awesome.
The names you guys come up with.
I know,
Al
right?
Saheem, you will obey.
Yeah, there you go. And remember when Oliver said, I have failed this city? I'm like, oh, my gosh. Now he's telling him himself. Joe, did you watch tonight's episode, The Fallen?
No, I told you, man. I won't be able to keep up with you if you do them on the day that they
come
out.
Joe, are you freaking kidding me?
Oh, well,
so
serious.
Amazing.
Just think of this as a sized-up appetizer for the time before you watch it. You can hear the enthusiasm in our voice. Arrow is definitely doing a comeback. It's great to see Arrow on point as we move forward on this Trek on season 3, as the transformation of Oliver is, as he says, as Ra's al Ghul says, we must strike Oliver. He must not exist anymore. So that's going to be crazy. That's like crazy talk. And then, Joe, you're going to love a scene between Oliver and Felicity. Hey, now, I'm sure you've probably already seen it online, but wow, Matt. Well, what'd you think about that? The whole lovemaking with Felicity and Oliver, and I was surprised. This is prime time, 8 o'clock. I'm surprised on how much they showed, like Felicity taking off her bra, and Oliver getting a big handful of that ass.
Oh,
oh my
yes.
gosh, dude.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Joe, wait till you see it. You're going to be like, instant replay? It's like crazy.
Oh, yeah, I did it too. I watched
wow.
it again tonight too. I mean, oh my God.
Wow.
So
wow. No complaints here.
No, she was sexy as hell. Oh my God, it was.
Yeah.
Like,
so let me give you a brief description of tonight's episode of The Fallen. It's back to it says, Ra's al Ghul finally makes Oliver an offer he can't refuse. The team joins Oliver on his journey to Nanda Parbat, where a heartbroken Felicity decides to take matters into her own hands. And believe me, that is the description of this episode. She definitely takes it into her own hands. Let's start with the beginning, Matt, since you saw it. Opening with Felicity. I mean,
yes.
Not Felicity, Thea, lying on the floor as Ra's
yes.
left her for dead. Joe, do you remember that scene from last week?
Yeah, Joe, where were you on last week's podcast?
I didn't even know you guys did one last week.
Yeah, you're behind, bro. We're here.
Yeah.
We're live for the next 23 minutes. So it opens with Thea lying on the floor, and Oliver, of course, walks in and is like, Thea, and then falls to his knees and obviously calls 911, asking for help. And then we race to the hospital scene where they're trying to revive her. And then the tension, Matt, between the doctors and the nurses trying to revive Thea and looking at the heart monitor, and then looking at Oliver's face, and then the heart monitor, and then the face,
heart monitor face,
and then finally we get a pulse.
And
that's where the logo shows up. That's so cool.
Malcolm,
I have to watch
first,
it again.
Malcolm shows up, and I go, he starts crying, and then I go, you faker. He
yeah.
doesn't care
it's
about
like, shut
fear.
Up.
I go, you fucking faker. I mean, come on.
Yeah, the writers are doing
crying.
Such a great job, I mean, with these characters. They definitely tell us who to like, who not to like. Who to cheer for, who not to cheer for, and it's just great how they brought in the Lazarus Pit, also from the previous episode when we see Ra's hand cut and then not cut as he dips his hand in. I thought the writers, or was that something I read on Movie Pilot, where they said no Lazarus Pit in this season?
Yeah.
Did you guys read
that?
Something about a writer saying that? Or the producer?
I read that on Twitter a few months ago that there is no Lazarus Pit, but they that was a swerve.
Right.
The way Thea jumped out of there and knocked Oliver out, that was so
yeah, she
creepy.
Comes out like a monkey. She's like she has like
yeah.
all of a sudden super I guess that maybe that's why he calls her speeding. It makes sense now. She's really quick on her feet.
did you ever see if you ever saw Batman Under the Red Hood, the animated movie, that's what happened
yes.
to Jason Todd when he comes out of
the
Lazarus
Jason
Pit.
Todd, yeah, that's where he came back to life
yeah.
After the explosion
yeah.
from the Joker.
Do you guys think she's still going to have some effects? And
she might.
Malcolm's
if you remember towards the end of the
advantage.
Episode, she kind of started remembering what's going on. And I think there's still some secrets from Thea that we don't know yet, you know, especially from her coming back from the dead. Now, a lot of questions on the internet are buzzing right now, stating, does that mean Tommy might come back too? Well,
yeah,
I don't know. Was he cremated? Because if he was, that's definitely going to be hard to do to have him come back. But do you think Tommy might make an appearance? Let's go to you, Joe.
I think it's possible.
I mean, anything
Absolutely.
Is possible now, right?
Yeah, especially with this pit, the Lazarus pit, yeah.
Remember
yeah,
even the writer, or was it the producers, were also stating no magic. Or, you know, it's going to be really grounded, really realism and arrows, so no
yeah.
magic, no spells.
Yeah,
and that's
but
out
that
the window.
All that went out the door when the Flash came in, into the picture.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. So should we really listen to these writers and producers as they come out to tear down these rumors? I mean, now it's kind of like, well, you've lied to us before.
Yeah.
Or not lied, but, you know, you told us that it's not true. And then, boom,
mm-hmm.
we see it. All right, what
yeah.
about you, Matt? Do you think we might see Tommy come back?
I would love to see Tommy come back, but what if he's a member of the league and with now Oliver in charge of the league, and he can easily go back to Starling and dig up his old friend's dead body and put him.
Yeah, that could be kind of weird, kind of like a Frankensteinish. And I was also thinking about that, man. You're right. He might go back to Starling City and dig up old people, especially not old people, but people that are dead for a while, like Sarah. Apparently,
yeah.
She might be in the spinoff series. So why not bring Sarah in the mix? Also,
mm-hmm.
What about Oliver's mother? Why not bring her back?
I know,
back?
Right? To see it in her mind.
It's like you're
going to
have all these zombies around you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It could be kind of freaky, too. And then probably, like, they all turn against each other and become zombies, and Oliver has to decide to kill them or not, you know, to kill them again. That would be kind of cool, like a whole zombie episode.
But now he's going to be a complete psycho killer, and then next week's episode, he looks like he's going to kill Dick.
Yeah, I haven't seen the trailer yet, but that's what I heard. But let's stick with this one. Matt, your thoughts on the Ray Palmer scene with Felicity, how he confessed, how he knows that she's not in love with him. Like when he asked her about how much, when he confessed his love to Felicity, she replied, Jell-O.
I thought
it was pretty sad,
was,
right? Sad to see a Superman lose a lady.
Yeah, it was kind of sad, but we knew it was going to happen because
yeah.
I said to myself when I was watching it that we all know he's getting his own show and then he's going to go on The Flash probably mid-season to help
right.
Flash stop Reverse
Flash. So definitely
Flash.
That's a little departure between that relationship as well.
Well, with Oliver now in the league, he can go back with her. He could say, okay, Ray, Oliver's gone, and now I want to come back with you, baby. Take me. I need comfort.
Yeah, but Ray
yeah.
is smarter than that. He's like, no, you're just using me because he's not here anymore.
Yeah, but
yeah.
Some part of me felt like that scene wasn't needed, but I thought that was a cool scene.
Yeah, it was great to see them you know, have that departure
goodbye.
because that's the last thing we want to see is Felicity cheating on Ray with Oliver. It was great that
mm-hmm.
they ended that relationship. So it makes
yeah.
more sense to have Oliver and Felicity do the deed. Yeah, it was kind of
yeah,
crazy. And then,
scene,
you know, when they were doing that, I was thinking, okay, they're doing that at Roz's palace? Like, come on.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you guys be planning an escape or something instead of making love?
But she drugged him. I thought she drugged him for
well,
Roz.
Well, that was after. That was after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, boy, that scene was so hot. I mean, God, the way he undressed her and everything, man,
yeah.
it was good. I loved that scene. I mean, it was awesome. I mean,
I'm sure
time,
there's going to be a
like,
lot of animated GIFs out there recreating that scene.
That's going to be pretty bad out there.
Yeah, and also we got to see Laurel's reaction when Felicity told Laurel that he is gone, that Oliver is gone. And at first Laurel thought, like, dead gone? And like, no, he's now joined the League of Shadows. And I wonder if Laurel still has feelings for Oliver. It looks like the writers have dropped that story arc between Laurel and Oliver. It looks like there's no time anytime soon they might get back together, right, Matt? Is
yeah,
that the
yeah.
is that what you're getting?
Yeah, but just wait when he comes back. It's going to be not even Oliver anymore. It's going to
no.
be Al Saeem.
Yeah,
he's going to start killing people
is,
again. He's going to kill
definitely,
people.
Definitely darker. And did you notice when they branded him, it was
yeah.
the arrowhead that they keep showing at the opening of the arrow title card?
Oh.
Yeah, it's the same
that.
Symbol. It's the same arrowhead that's shown when they show arrow.
Tomorrow.
It's that arrowhead right behind it.
Oh, so Roz knew that all along on his arrow.
Yeah. Wasn't it crazy that we saw it from episode 1 of season 3, that new arrowhead? Because at first I was like, I've never seen that arrowhead before.
Me neither. No. Wow. But also, I love that end scene, though, before the final flashback. I felt like we didn't need that flashback before he became the new Ra's al Ghul. I wanted to see the whole epic transformation scene. And then Ra's seemed very pissed off there. That was awesome. I love that part. And the way Sarah...
Yeah, definitely not a happy camper. Sale.
And you know that one girl who was doing the Thea ritual, the one dark-haired brunette
girl?
Yeah,
who was that?
She
was
played
that
Dr. Tang. I don't know who she was, but she played Dr. Tang in Smallville Season 3.
Oh, wow. That's
years ago.
That's some good reference there,
you guys
man.
Know. Yeah, I know my Smallville trivia.
There you go. You can't mess with Matt. All right, Matt, so now let's get down to the nitty-gritty, the scene between Diggle and Oliver. Like, you're my bro, man.
Yeah, that was a great scene.
Pretty heartfelt there. It looks like they have this unique bond that, you know, is definitely unstoppable.
They've been brothers since season one. I mean, like, he's been like his Yoda. I mean, he's been like his Jedi master sometimes.
He's been like
his
Alfred to his Batman.
Yeah, I mean, like, even though Oliver didn't know what was going on in his life the past 2 years, I mean, well, the past 3 years since the Undertaking, even though before he didn't even know what was going on with his mom, with Slade, and then the whole deal with Thea killing Sarah, they always knew how to bring up the truth.
Yes.
And it was just so crazy and how they ended things together.
Yeah,
I just love those.
Really,
it was
kind
of like
how...
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom and National Treasure. When I looked for Felicity's comments saying, you know, in every movie when they say you like try to escape a big hidden fortress?
Oh, yeah. There's always
that
escape passage.
Yeah, I love that part. And Malcolm Merlyn was a big badass when it was taken out the league. And then when
I know,
Oliver
it was great to see Malcolm back in action as he takes off some of the League of Shadows henchmen. Joe, are you back, Joe?
Yeah, sorry about that. Technical difficulties.
All right, cool. Glad to see you back, Joe. All right, so... what do you think the relationship between Oliver and Felicity will be after this episode? Do you think they kind of wrapped it up like, okay, we did it, now let's move on? Or do you think it's going to just linger more in season 4? Let's go to you, Joe. Do you think after they've done the deed, do you think that kind of like puts an end to that relationship? Or do you think it's just blossoming for another season 4 relationship?
I think it's blossoming into season 4. I'm kind of tired of the on and off again with them, though.
Yeah, and please, if the writers are listening, because they are following our Twitter account at Arrow Talk, one word. If the writers are listening, please stop making Felicity cry. It just gets really, at this point, it's just cheesy now. It's just like, all right, cue Felicity to cry now. Because we've seen her cry on almost every episode.
Yeah, it's annoying. It is annoying. It's a bit much now.
I know. I'm nitpicking, but this is like, let that character rest from crying. You know, for a while it was Laurel. Remember that? And a couple seasons back, it was Thea. We would always see her cry. Now it's Felicity.
No.
I don't know who it is next season. Who do you think is going to cry next season, all season long?
Oliver.
There you go.
I'm saying, like, what
That'd
have
be
I
great.
Done?
That'd
After,
be great.
I just can't wait. I wonder when he's going to come to the central city if he has no control. I mean, what did that thing do to him?
Well, you know, it is Oliver. He has some control. So I wouldn't
mean,
put it past him that he's
Barry?
Playing the role.
Is it going to be in next week's episode of The Flash when he goes to central City?
Have no idea, Matt. Have no idea.
When?
I just take it as it is every week. All right, so
Me
let's
too.
Go around the room. I know, Joe, you have not seen the episode, but I want to ask Matt, what was your favorite scene in tonight's episode, The Fallen? Let me give you mine really quick. Mine was the opener. It was kind of intense to see Thea you know, finally die, and then her heartbeat, and just the way it was shot, it was a great opening scene. And then as soon as we see a heartbeat on the monitor, we go to the Arrow logo, and it's kind of like dun 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 dun. It was really cool.
Yeah.
So definitely that scene was one of my favorites. Also, another favorite was the Felicity and Oliver scene. It's like, come on, everybody's talking about it right now. And then, of course, also the scene when Diggle and Oliver have that one-on-one conversation. And it's kind of great how, you know, their bond is so strong. So I love those scenes. Let's go to you, Matt. What were your favorite scenes, and tell us why?
The ending was so badass, seeing him in that cool Dark Archer robe. I mean, the new Dark Archer outfit and League of Assassins new attire. So awesome. I mean, nonstop epic. I love seeing the classic Lazarus Pit moment. Dig confronting Sarah, a.k.a. Maseo, and Dig like being so mean to saying Maseo, right? And then it does sound like Takeo died in the flashbacks. I loved Malcolm being a badass. And, of course, number one, the hot sex scene between Felicity and Oliver, like during the whole scene that they were taking everything off, I was going like, oh, yeah. Oh, are you kidding me? That time, Felicity was,
wow.
It's a good thing
there
I'm on my own now. On my own now because I'm on my own now. I'm in. I
there you go. You're
own,
a grown
so.
Man, Matt. You're a grown man.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, yes, that buzz is definitely hitting Twitter right now. The love scene between Oliver and Felicity. And I was reading the tweets, and one tweet said, why can't they give us 42 minutes of just this? I'm like, whoa, that's a porno there. That's a porno. But, people are really excited. I'm sure the girls are also excited that they finally get to see this great love scene making, you know, the girl finally gets the guy. So it was a big everybody is in huzzah with Felicity. You know, she got her man. She stuck to it. She was patient for 3 seasons, and boom, she got the Oliver Steele arrow. Oliver Queen arrow, I mean.
She was patient for 3 seasons.
Yeah,
wow.
For 3 seasons. And then she got it.
Computer
hacker.
All those keystrokes definitely paid off, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, a lot of strokes.
The leak with having Roz as his teacher, we're like, do you think Roz is going to train him now? But say, okay, I mean, he'll have some memory now, but okay, Roz, I need your help. Can you help me kill Slade?
Ooh.
Because that's bad.
I don't know. I don't know how tight they are. What do you think, Joe?
Between Slade and Raish?
Go back.
If Oliver asked
Raish
to kill Slade.
I don't know, man.
Do you think Roz even knows about Slade?
I don't even. That's what I was going to say. I don't even think they know each other yet at this point.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
I think it would be great if the season ends, you know, with Oliver still being the demon head. Wouldn't it be great if finally, the very last shot, you see Oliver, like, totally owning his throne and or whatever. He's totally in this dark matter, you know, train of thought. And then finally they bring a civilian in, and it's Bruce Wayne. Awesome!
Oh,
that'd be great, right?
Mind blown, yeah.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
So sick.
And then they could totally like come back on season 4 and everybody's gonna be waiting for Bruce Wayne and they're like, oh, he's off in training on this island and you know, and that's how they write him off. But it'll be great, just a little cameo.
I say cancel.
Yeah,
I mean, don't put that kid in Gotham anymore. Put that kid on Arrow and take him over to Nana Parat.
Yeah, well, he would be a little too young to be with Roz at that age. I think he's a little older at that point.
But what did Roz do to Oliver? I mean, like, he's kind of reborn. Is he even going to recognize Dig and Felicity and Laurel?
I don't know.
And
I have
Roy,
no idea.
The next time he gets back, or even Barry?
Well, we'll see. Yeah, we have to wait and see. Next week is titled I'll Sahim. So there you go. That tells you everything. The title of next week's episode, which airs on April 29th, is called I'll Sahim. So there you go. That's definitely a key point of what's going to happen next week. We're down, guys, to three more episodes. Next week,
yeah.
Like I mentioned, Al Zahim is episode 21. Episode 22, This Is Your Sword. I wonder what that means. Yeah, Oliver's getting his own sword. And then episode 23 ends with My Name is Oliver Queen. That's the season finale, which airs on May 13th, is the last episode. So all these episodes I see as a pattern of him becoming the next demon head.
That's next, Rachel.
I hate that.
That's so intense. I didn't think he would ever do that.
I don't want
I don't think he even had a choice.
That's crazy he's doing that. I know. He lost his mom. All
right, well, let's
open
the floor now to you guys. Anything you guys want to talk about Arrow? Just so you guys know, we're going to have DC Comics talk right after this one. We're going to discuss the Batman versus Superman teaser that was released on Friday. And also, hopefully, Francesco, he went on Monday to watch the IMAX. Hopefully he's free and he could call in. So join us on that conversation. But, Arrow, let's go to you, Joe. Anything you want to talk about Arrow?
I did watch last week's episode. I thought it was pretty good. The way they wrote out Roy was pretty cool.
It's kind of sad, too, right?
It is sad. I mean, dude, I really like him as Red Arrow. I want him to stick around.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll make some appearances next season. Even though I haven't seen today's episode, I'm going to go ahead and say that the sex scene is going to be my favorite part of the episode.
Because
the way everyone's talking about it on Twitter, I'm like, wow, that's pretty awesome.
And, you know, those animated GIFs, they don't give it justice.
Yeah.
You have to watch the episode.
Yeah. And I got to say, man, I'm a little disappointed with where the not with the whole storyline itself, but the whole thing with the Ra's al Ghul and Oliver Queen. I don't like it, man. I'm not liking it. And I'm curious to see what they're going to do for next season. Like, how are they going to, you know, what's going to be the aftermath of him becoming the next Ra's, you know? I don't like it, dude. I don't want it. I don't like it.
Yeah, well, come on. The show's name is Arrow, so I highly doubt he'll be, you know, the demon head for a long time. It might just be like a couple episodes. And heck, remember Oliver died and everybody thought, oh wow, what are they gonna do between episodes?
And then boom, he's back.
So as he's making this transformation, trust me, he'll be back. All this will be gone.
I have one question before you move on. I have one question.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch Flash last night, right?
Yes.
And I know that's a different show, but same universe. But is it just me, or did you guys see a connection between Laurel and Cisco? Kinda.
Yeah.
Well, like a friendship. Yeah, friendships.
Okay. You don't think she was kind of digging him a little bit? No.
No. It was more. I mean, he was geeky now, like a fan. Remember when he looked at the photo of him and her?
Yeah.
It was more like a geeky now, like, oh, I'm with the superhero.
Again, it's Flash, but hey, man, that scene where the shapeshifter Barry Allen goes in to kiss Caitlin was pretty hot.
Matt, let's go to you. Anything about Arrow? Let's go to you, Matt.
I just have to say this season has just been so epic. I mean, nonstop epicness. I mean, I've enjoyed every minute of this season, and just got to say I miss watching it with my mom a lot. It's been different since I moved into supportive living, because it was always our thing because we started watching it from the very beginning. But still, great show. I finally got my friend John watching it, who he's a special needs guy who lives across the street. Soon, eventually, he'll be calling in on the podcast.
All right,
cool.
Sweet.
The show. He texted me during the episode. He goes, this is pretty weird stuff.
Yeah,
buddy.
Well, he got the right episode to start watching Arrow, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so this episode was written by Wendy Mercell and Oscar Balderrama. It was directed by Antonio Negrete, and it was aired on April 22nd, 2015. This concludes our conversation on Arrow Talk, The Fallen. Have a good night, guys.
Good night.